Looking at your stats from last year, obviously a lot of name recognition across the entire state, putting up scores. You guys ran for a lot. Part of that because of the schedule, but you want to find that consistency against some of these larger schools. How do you do that from your position and from a team's perspective?
Just making sure that I've been in the offseason putting in work to make sure that I'm stronger and just as adequate to run against the big teams as I was the teams in the TRC like last year. And just, you know, of course, the offensive line. I don't go anywhere without my offensive line being able to block the people in front of me. So for me to do good, I need them to do good.
And the biggest thing, too, you're not going to be a secret. These teams are new to you, but they're new to you. These teams are new to you, but you're new to them as well. When they look up Tippecanoe Valley football, they're going to see, you know, okay, here are their main guys. How do you adapt to being one of those guys that teams are going to game plan for and prepare for on defense?
Yeah, you know, when they game plan towards me, it's going to leave some of our other threats open as well, you know, which is good for them. But as well, I just need to keep on running hard and run like I know I can and try not let them knowing who I am affect me and how I run.
Biggest change for you, or I guess biggest thing you've been working on the defensive side? I know a lot gets talked about your offense, but on the defense, what are some things you're looking to improve on and build for this year?
For sure, just since I'm playing safety this year instead of corner, I just need to pursue the run a little bit faster than what I did as a corner and just make sure that I know my job and where I'm supposed to be at on the field.
What was the idea for that change? Was that coach coming to you, both you guys just talking and saying, hey, this might be a better spot for me? Or was there even a conversation? It was just by necessity?
It was kind of both. Like, Webby's our defensive guy, and he kind of came to me and was like, what would you think about this? And I thought it would be like a good spot to put me at because I've always been a little more aggressive than just being out at corner. So strong safety kind of fit where I should go.
Looking at the schedule, a lot of big names out there. Rochester's a great one. I've kind of been asking all the guys this. Is there a game you're really looking forward to personally?
Yeah, for sure. Rochester week two, it's what we've been putting on our calendar, looking forward to.
How do you maintain the intensity in practice knowing that you're not necessarily playing for a conference championship, that undefeated record's going to be out there, but let's say there's a loss along the line. How do you anticipate maintaining that momentum for you guys?
You know, we just need to keep looking forward into our schedule because there's a lot of tough teams out there. And if we lose one, we just need to look forward to that next team and try and beat them and try and get better from that last week.